So when you start looking at all this, plot size needs to have some thought that goes into it. And like I said, the harvester's got to be stopped for best weight capture. The other thing is, as you're going into starting that wrapping sequence, you want to make sure that accumulator, you want that accumulator empty. And unless you're building a second module for the same plot. But if you're finishing up a plot, experimental unit harvesting, you've got to make sure that accumulator's been purged. So at the end of the day, how many wraps for a plot, and how do we do this, and how much plastic wrap will it take, and at the end of the day, what's all this going to cost? You're going to spend some money. This is the tuition that you're paying to get your on-farm work done. Jenny, how much time do I have, Rudy? 5 minutes. I got to really get going here. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, but you guys are probably familiar with doing some grab sampling. And we basically look at taking these grab samples and sending those to the Texas Tech University Fiber and Biopolymer Research Institute. These folks have saved my hide more than once by being able to help me get the ginning done with the new gin that they've got there. And basically, we use a 3-rep mean of turnout to convert our plot weights to lint and seed per acre. The new gin that they have there requires a minimum of about 8 pounds. So you would literally have to go in and for each plot come up with 8 pounds and get that identified, run that through the lab. They're going to charge you $25 to gin that. So on a 3-rep 10-entry trial, that would be about $750. Then you got to tack on your HVI analysis, and that'll be an additional $90. So you might be looking at, for one trial, having $1,000 tied up in grab sample ginning costs and HVI data. So we've done some work comparing commercial versus grab samples. I will just say that it's been a really, pretty good, reasonable relationship. But the thing about going through a grab sample type lab gin, the color grade is not going to be accurate. Your leaf grade is going to be questionable, and you don't have the opportunity for a classer's bark call. So that becomes something that you have to think about. So commercial classing is a real world, but you've got to coordinate and work with your ginners. And that's one of the things that I'm really excited about, is being able to take the modules. After we stage these by variety, you can see there's a shot from some work we did in Oklahoma. There's rep one of a next gen 3406, there's rep two, and there's rep three. We're going to collect these guys, run those through the commercial gen, and hopefully have a really, really accurate turnout coming from those gens, and have commercial data that's available based on that. So since I'm short of time, I'm going to kind of skip this, but we do get commercial classing when we go the commercial side. So we're going to know a lot better from that field experience what that variety's fiber properties are like and what our actual loan values can be, because when we use grab sampling, we have to make some assumptions. A lot of times we'll set a color grade to a 21 or 31 across all varieties, and a leaf grade down to a, maybe like a leaf grade 2 or 3, something like that. That's what most companies are doing. But if we're on the commercial side, we really know what's happening, and we'll know if we've got very many barks. Statistical analysis. This is going to be a hang-up for a lot of folks, but it's not insurmountable. The whole component of statistical analysis is pretty complicated. I did work with Lloyd and David. Lloyd had a replicated trial on his farm for several years back when I was working at Lubbock, and David used that trial for part of his, I think, FFA state competition, came in first place or something, and did a really good job with that. So, but I was there to kind of help those guys get their analysis done. You can buy this Agricultural Research Manager. A lot of companies use it. It's a good value, but you should have some experience in statistical analysis. University personnel are going to have access to SAS. That's what I used. Now that I'm in industry, I can't hardly afford to buy a SAS license. There are other products out there, such as JMP, which is actually a SAS product. So just looking back at some of the data, this would be a study we had with Mark Nichols in 2017 right there at Altus using this procedure and his systems. You know, we got data that was off the scale in terms of quality. Anytime this number right here, this is the observed significance level or probability of a greater F that comes from your analysis, your data analysis for your analysis of variance. Outstanding data. And in this trial, we had our lint yields range from about 2,100 pounds down to about 1,500 pounds. That's a huge difference. And by the time we factored in our net value, that ranged from about 1,100 down to about $800 or $300 difference. The A's, B's, and C's, D's, and E's separate those varieties. And the LSD, or the least significant difference, the minimum amount that these varieties have to differ by to be considered statistically different, was only $46 per acre. So this can be done, guys, and you're empowered to do it. So in summary, we've got a lot of topics that are researchable. Tools today exist that can be extremely valuable to growers at the farm level. And commitment to success, commitment to success is going to be important. You have to be really motivated to want to do this. But the good news is that these tools can be used to evaluate numerous crop inputs. And you got to sit down and look at your interpretation of your results. Quite honestly, every trial you do, you've got to strive to understand and identify factors involved in context. You know, I'm going back to Lloyd. I keep picking on him because I know him pretty well. But, you know, if you run a trial this year, what are you going to learn from this? It's been a real doozy of a year. But it's still good to know in general what you're up against out there. And quite honestly, at the end of the day, being an agricultural scientist, we really need multi-site and multi-year comparisons for each year's different. And it's, you know, kind of compare last year or maybe even 17 and 18 and 19, and you've got a lot of differences there, especially in that world that we're living in north of Amarillo. But that's really about all that I've got. But at the end of the day, it's up to you guys to try to figure out how to make money on your farm. And I've had this slide for some time, and I've had quite a lot of fun with it. Thank you.